Hello folks, Andy from the Rating Room here. Now WrestleMania 40 may be in the rearview mirror, but we're continuing our trip down memory lane as the Rating Room presents The Wrestling Room.
The Rating Room.
Now for this episode, we're going back to the 20th of March 1994 and WrestleMania 10. Now WrestleMania 10 is back where it all began, Madison Square Garden, New York City, in front of a packed house of 18,065 people, or so I'm led to believe. Now, the match on the card we're going to talk about today is the ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship between the challenger, Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, and the champion, the bad guy, Razor Ramon. But to get into the build for this match, we have to go back to October 1993, when Shawn was the Intercontinental Champion. But he was stripped of the title by President Jack Tunney for not defending the belt regularly enough. Now, there's conflicting reports about the real-life reason behind this decision. Some say it's due to Michaels refusing to lose the belt. Others have it down as a failed drug test. And I'm pretty sure, and please don't quote me on this because I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Shawn himself admitted to failing a drug test in his autobiography, if memory serves correctly. So he was out, and a champion needed to be crowned, and it was Razor Ramon who won the vacant championship as part of a 20-man battle royal. He and the model Rick Martel were the last two remaining. They fought it out for the vacant title, and Razor got the win and his first reign as Intercontinental Champion. However, Shawn Michaels returned soon afterwards, but he still had his IC title belt, claiming that he was the real champion. So who was the real champion? Is it Shawn, who never lost the belt in the first place? Or is it Razor, who held a belt of his own? And that's why, when we get to WrestleMania and this ladder match, there were two belts hanging above the ring rather than just the one. Now, we're going to get into the rest of the card shortly, but just one fun fact, I guess, worth noting about the ladder match is that it actually went a lot longer than the allotted time, meaning there was a 10-man tag team match that had to be cut from the card because of time constraints at the very, very last minute. Now, this match would have pitted the 1-2-3 Kid, Sparky Plug, Tatanka and the Smoking Guns against the team of Irwin R. Scheister, Jeff Jarrett, Rick Martel and the Head Shrinkers. In storyline, they explain this away as the heel team not being able to decide who the captain was. So that's how they kind of made their excuses. But despite missing out on the card, it's reported that all 10 men still received their pay. So, not all bad news, but I'm sure it must have been gutting to find out that at the very last minute that you're no longer going to be part of the card. But matches that were part of the card included the opener between Owen Hart and Bret Hart, which was an absolute classic, and Owen got the victory over his older brother Bret. This was followed by Bam Bam Bigelow and Luna Vachon defeating Doink and Dink in a mixed tag team match. Macho Man Randy Savage beat Crush in a Falls Count Anywhere match. The women's champion, Alundra Blaze, retained her title against Leilani Kai. The team of Mabel and Mo, Men on a Mission, defeated the tag team champions, the Quebecers, by count-out. However, that meant, although they won the match, they did not win the titles. In the first of two WWE Championship matches, the champion Yokozuna defeated Lex Luger by disqualification in a match with special guest referee Mr. Perfect. This was followed by Earthquake defeating Adam Bomb in a match that lasted about 35 seconds. Not an exaggeration, that is the timing, approximately. Then the semi-main event was the ladder match, which we're going to discuss next. But to end the show, there was a match in which Rowdy Roddy Piper was the special guest referee and Bret the Hitman Hart defeated Yokozuna to become the new WWE champion. But the ladder match in question, one of the most memorable matches on the card, and in fact, one of the most memorable matches of all time. It starts off with Shawn Michaels making his way to the ring, and he's accompanied by his bodyguard, Diesel. Razor Ramon then makes his way down the aisle. And a little note here, from a visual aspect, is between the three of them, Mullet Mania is running wild. We have a nice sequence to start things off, including Razor Ramon hitting a chokeslam, Shawn Michaels replying with a neckbreaker. Soon after, Razor was thrown to the floor, Diesel's on the outside and he levels in with a clothesline. Referee sees this, tells Diesel to get the hell out of the arena. And off he goes. Maybe the easiest $10,000 he's ever made. Razor gets back in, clotheslines Sean to the floor, and then he lifts the padding at ringside to expose the concrete floor, but it backfires. Sean hits a back body drop, and Razor goes hard onto the concrete. Sean then tries to bring the ladder into play. It is a ladder match after all. Razor stops him, grabs the ladder, but then Sean hits a baseball slide into the ladder, into Razor, in the first of many moves which involves using the ladder as a weapon, including Sean hitting Razor a couple of times over the back, and then in one of the most iconic visuals in WWE history, dare I say, Sean climbs to the very top of the ladder, hits a splash on Razor Ramon. Absolutely beautiful stuff, and in the world's most famous arena as well. Moments don't get much bigger than this. Sean climbs, Razor tips the ladder over. Both men are down, there's another collision, both men down again. The match is really taking its toll on both competitors here. Razor reverses an Irish whip, Sean goes crashing into the ladder. Razor follows this up with a slingshot, Sean goes crashing once again. So Razor's got control, he's climbing the ladder, but Sean somehow gets to the top rope, jumps off, stops Razor from climbing any further, but the ladder falls onto Sean's back. Both men are down again. It's really back and forth at this point in time. Both attempts to climb to win the match. Sean seems to take control, hits a super kick and a pile driver. And in a pretty impressive move, he kind of climbs to the top rope and almost, dare I say, rides the ladder down onto Razor in kind of like a splash move. Really, really painful looking maneuver and very athletic as well. So victory is in sight for Sean. He's climbing. Razor's up again though, knocks the ladder over, and Sean gets tangled in the ropes. Nothing he can do about it, and this allows Razor to climb, retrieve both belts, and retain his Intercontinental Championship. That's a very brief summary from me, but I really, really encourage you to check this out for yourselves if you're a fan of classic wrestling. It doesn't get much more classic than this. Fantastic, fantastic match. And that bears out in some of the ratings as well now. For comparison, I'm using Dave Meltzer's star ratings from the Wrestling Observer, which is a very well-known form of rating in the wrestling world, and also the Cage Match website. Now, at the time of recording, the Cage Match rating was 9.29 out of 10, based on 479 votes. And Dave Meltzer gave this a very rare and tippy-top rating of 5 stars. Now for me, I absolutely love this match. It's 30 years old, it's aged really, really well though. But, you know, things have moved on since. It's maybe not as spectacular as some of the more recent ladder matches. Maybe it's not as death-defying, but this one is really hard to beat. But a very impressive effort, and I've given this 8 out of 10. Check out our socials on theratingroom.com for more information, more episodes, new content. Jay's doing his own thing, I'm doing my own thing, but we're going to get together and record more episodes of The Rating Room, so don't you worry about that. But in terms of The Wrestling Room, I'm going to be taking a trip down memory lane from a European perspective, because as WWE prepares for its first premium live event in France, I'm going to be looking back on some matches and memories and moments that have taken place in Europe in the past, so check out those in the coming weeks and months. But in the meantime, I'll see you soon right here on The Wrestling Room.